The relationship between Milwaukee Police Chief Edward Flynn and officers on the force remains tense. Earlier this month, Flynn fired the officer who shot and killed an unarmed, mentally ill man at Red Arrow Park downtown. As WUWM's LaToya Dennis reports, all this week, union members have been participating in a no-confidence vote, with the biggest turnout expected today.
A vote of no confidence essentially means that people have lost faith in Juan's ability to do a job. Michael Corvello says that's exactly the case when it comes to Milwaukee Police Chief Edward Flynn. He claims morale has been low for quite some time, as officers are being asked to do more without enough support. But Corvello says the firing of Christopher Manny, the officer who killed the man in Red Arrow Park, was the last straw.
I would say this chief should look himself in the mirror, reevaluate the decision he made, either change his decision or pack his bags.
Manny was fired after months of investigation. While Flynn says he doesn't believe Manny's actions were criminal, Flynn says Manny did not follow department procedure. Corvello believes Manny did nothing wrong.
Can we move forward under a chief that is willing to fire people for issues that, number one, they've never been fired for before, and number two, the officer performed the way that any other officer would have performed in similar situation.
Corvello says it's time Flynn and other city leaders take note. Chief Flynn did not return phone calls for this story, but when Flynn announced his decision to fire Manny, he acknowledged that not all officers would agree with him.
It's a disappointing day for me. It's a disappointing day for the members of the Milwaukee Police Department, and it's a disappointing day for the city that we are all sworn to protect.
Flynn said when those decisions result in fatalities and procedure was not followed, there have to be consequences. For his part, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says he continues to fully support the chief. Barrett says he's not surprised by the union's actions, but he is disappointed.
The leadership, I think, is trying to stoke the fire and to politicize a situation that really is an unfortunate situation all the way around. And if they didn't want to politicize it, the way to move on is to simply move on. But they don't want to do that. I think they feel that they can score some points, and that's obviously their prerogative.
The union's vote is non-binding, which means it may not lead to any action, according to Fire and Police Commission Executive Director Mike Tobin.
Well, if those results are presented to the Citizen Board of the Fire and Police Commission, we will take them under consideration, just like we take under consideration every comment from every community member.
Union members plan to vote in an undisclosed location throughout the day. The union says it will hand-deliver the votes to Chief Flynn Friday morning. LaToya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.